is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Welcome to the seventh edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. July's roundtable question is, what is your best advice for the parent of a high school basketball player? Our coaching lineup this month includes John Beck, Pure Sweat Basketball, Northwest Arkansas. Rob Brost, Bolingbrook High School, Bolingbrook, Illinois. Jeff DePelto, The Berkshire School, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Matt Gron, University of Dallas. Joe Harris, Lake Chelan High School, Lake Chelan, Washington. Bobby Jordan, Wagner College. Nick Legalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois. William Payne, University of Miami Hamilton. John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville. Joe's Decision, Unleashed Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania. And John Wilkham, the author of Walk On Warrior. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast. And once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review. Make sure you're subscribed to the Hoopheads pod so you never miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. If you haven't already, please tell a coaching colleague or friend about the Hoopheads podcast so they can listen and learn from some of the best minds in the game.
John Beck, Pure Sweat Basketball.
The advice I would give a parent of a high school basketball player or any athlete is just to understand that the next 4 years is their journey. It's not your journey. Whether it's athletics, academics, clubs, organizations, you know, your time is over. These high school years belong to your child. You know, you can love, you can support, encourage, guide them, but ultimately the experience is theirs. It is their time. Enjoy the athletic events, but don't coach from the stands or relive your moments through your child. Let them fail, but teach them how to respond to that failure. Don't try to protect them when they fail. Just teach them how to respond, how to get back up, how to get going again. Let them create their own moments. It'll be amazed how much confidence is built by seeing them overcome the failures and respond to the setbacks and the failures. The biggest thing you could do to hurt your athlete, your student athlete, is try to berate or belittle teammates or coaches. If you think that's going to make them feel better, it actually does the opposite. It's going to make them feel like they can place blame and point fingers anytime adversity hits. Always keep in mind, thousands of college athletes were asked to think about their worst memory from youth and high school sports, and the overwhelming response was the ride home. So parents have to be very intentional with their words. It's just an easy way to make a bad situation worse or better. Should be a confidence builder. You should be the shoulder for them to vent, voice concerns, but help them make decisions on their own. Talk to them about talking to their coach, which will end up being go talk to your boss in the real world. Teach them to handle their own issues, not through some other party, through direct communication with their coach. Another big piece of advice I would give parents is don't be so obsessed with the idea of your kid being successful that you actually drive your kid to quit, to hate the sport, to burn out, all things that are just going to hinder your student athlete. It's very important to be real with them. You want to make sure that you give them the opportunities and remind them, you know, kind of the goals they've made and help them improve their game, but only expect them to succeed by how much they actually work. And even then, make sure your student athlete knows that how hard you work is not going to guarantee success. There are a lot of different factors that come into success. Working hard is definitely one of those things. Without it, you have no chance, but it's just because you work super hard, it's not going to guarantee anything. And then the last piece of advice I would give is just to, you know, really encourage them to be a good team player. in whatever their role is, teach them how to be the best at whatever they choose to do, and then never quit. Finish what they start. They start a season, finish the season, and then you can sit back and reevaluate things. But don't be a person that when things get tough, when things get hard, when things are not going your way, you all of a sudden just quit. Teach them how to handle that adversity and push through. And then it's fun to watch how they grow and mature in the years to come and appreciate the fact that being part of a team has had a huge impact on all of those things. Thank you guys so much again for having me on. I hope this helps.
Rob Brost, Bolingbrook High School, Bolingbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Rob Brost, head boys basketball coach at Bolingbrook High School. This week's roundtable question, what advice would you give to parents about their high school student-athlete? And, you know, I think there's three parts to this, in my opinion. And the first is to be patient. The second is to trust the process. And the third is don't coach them, parent them. And, you know, the be patient part is very difficult in today's age and instant gratification, not only for kids, but for parents as well. And you see so many kids when you're in my position that don't or that aren't patient and whose parents aren't patient. And you got to go through the process and you got to go through some tough times and you got to fail and you got to continue to work at it, which leads into the second piece, that trust piece. And if you will fully trust your coaches and you know, the adults that are in your students' charge, I think it makes the process so much more beneficial to everybody involved. Coaches are coaches for a reason, and that's because they love the student athletes that they're working with. And so no coach, in my opinion, is going to do anything to the detriment of a student athlete. Now, obviously, the team comes first and is priority over the individual needs of the student athlete. But I've found in my experience here in the last 25 years of coaching, the kids and parents who have trusted me have been very, very successful. And certainly we've had others that have been successful that didn't have as much trust in me as a coach. And, you know, that's human nature sometimes. But I would say just trust the process. And the third part is don't coach them. Be their parents. Just be there for them. You know, I've had case after case of student athletes coming to me and complaining that all their parents ever talk to them about is basketball. How can you get better at basketball? What does coach say you need to work on? What did coach say after practice? What did coach say? And you can tell that kids just want their parents to be there for them just because, not because of basketball or what basketball can bring. And my specific advice to parents out there is care about your kids as people. The basketball part will come or it won't come, and that's okay too. And it, like I tell our guys, it's okay to be a Division III player or not play college basketball at all. But it all starts with being a good person. And that's my biggest piece of advice to parents is teach your kids and hound on them about being a nice person and care about them as people. And just understand that kids are never their finished product. And it's always going to be a growth experience. And love them for who they truly are outside of basketball. And then the basketball piece will kind of just take care of itself. And so that's hard to hear, and it's hard to really go through because everybody wants instant gratification and instant success. But basketball, as in life, doesn't happen overnight, and you have to experience a lot of things to truly be successful at it. So I would tell parents out there, and I'm a parent too, and you know, to be patient, to trust the process, and don't coach them. Just be their parent and be there for them and just love them. And love them for who they are and not for how they play. I tell my guys all the time, I don't really care how you play. I'm going to love you the same. Now basketball brings us together, and my job is to hold you accountable on the floor, but my relationship with you is totally non-dependent on how you play. And that's the advice I would give to parents as well. So, and it's hard to do because you have such a investment in time and you love your kid. And so I get it from a parent side too. Those are my three big things. Be patient, trust the process, and don't coach them, parent them. This is a great podcast, and I'm so fortunate to be a small part of it. Hope everybody has a great month, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next month.
Jeff DePelto, the Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts.
Hello, Hoopheads. This is Jeff DePelto from Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts. The best advice that I would give a basketball parent would be to find a coach to work with your child that you really trust. Because most of the issues that I've seen with parents comes from a lack of trust and a lack of belief in what the coaches who are working with their children are doing. And so if you build that relationship and find a coach that you really trust right on the front end, then you're going to have that relationship. You're going to be more hands off and really trust the expert at what they know they're doing. When I've built those relationships with families and talked to them about what my plan is for their kids that I'm working with, I try to be very transparent about how I do things. And you have to be able to be able to say, no, this isn't going to work because my expectations about where I think things can go are not the same as yours. And just get everybody on the same page before you even start working with them. And so, do your homework, ask questions, and know that it's a two-way street when you're working to find that right fit for a coach.
Matt Grahn, recruiting coordinator at the University of Dallas.
The best advice I could give a sports parent is allow your children to find joy in the game. Too often I see our athletes with unrealistic expectations from their parents and unnecessary pressure to perform. Allow them to find that joy. One of the things that I really liked was when Mike shared with me that we need to remind parents that it's their children's experience now. It's not theirs. I often tell parents in my Positive Coaching Alliance workshops that it's not about you anymore. Your time has come and gone. It's now about your children. And really, if they can't find joy in the game, then we can't really teach them those valuable life lessons that are applicable to real life, to life inside the classroom, to being successful beyond their playing days. So I would say that. Allow your kids to find joy in the game and have fun.
Joe Harris, Lake Chelan High School, Lake Chelan, Washington.
Hello, Hoopshead Nation. This is Joe Harris at Chelan High School. Today, our roundtable question asks us to give the best advice we can to high school parents of high school athletes. First and foremost, I think that in the development of a high school athlete, we all have a role. Players have a role, coaches have a role, and parents have a role. As a parent of three collegiate athletes, I firmly believe that our role should be very simple. That is to support and encourage our athletes in becoming the very best that they can be. Athletes at all levels simply need to enjoy the game. And our role should be to help them enjoy that game, win or lose, regardless of circumstance, so that enjoyment and passion can live along throughout their career.
Bobby Jordan, Wagner College, Staten Island, New York.
There's three key points that I would want to touch on when giving advice to a parent of a high school basketball player. The first thing is give them every opportunity possible in order for them to succeed. whether it be camps, playing on an AAU team, finding the best high school that fits them, for them to be the most successful player possible, and just not looking at the glitz and glamour of certain places, but just finding the place that will enable them to succeed and get to the next level. The second piece of advice I would give, and probably which is the hardest thing, is to be real and know your son or daughter's level. Know where they're at, know where they want to play, what are their goals and ambitions in playing at the next level, but also be realistic in kind of where they are at in that process. And I think the best thing to do that is to talk to people who really have no skin in the game with your family. Somebody who's maybe played at the Division I, Division II, Division III level, that's not associated with your family in terms of they're a coach, they're a trainer. Find somebody outside of that spectrum that can really give you an honest opinion of where your son or daughter is. In terms of their playing level, I think that's one thing that can really help parents out, especially when they're going into the college process. And the last thing is have fun. For a parent, the time of your son or daughter playing in high school basketball is an unbelievable time. I know it was a great time for my dad and my mom during that process. So just have fun and embrace everything that comes with it.
Nick LaGalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Nick LaGalbo from Lane Tech High School in Chicago. This month's installment is, what advice would you give to a parent of a high school basketball player? And what a great question this is. And I honestly think that my response to this question has changed a little bit over the years. From when I first started coaching 15 years ago till now, being a parent myself. Because obviously, you know, having some empathy now, and even though trying to understand before, now I can really understand being a parent, because I see, you know, when I bring my daughter or my son to a camp or some kind of event where they're being instructed, I can't help but, you know, have those same thoughts that I'm sure parents have about me. Why isn't he paying enough attention to my daughter or to my son? Or why is he doing things this way or this way? Because we all have our own thoughts and judgments. But I think that the advice that I would give is very simple. Something I say every year at our coaches meeting, something that was told to me from Coach Showalter, is that when you're watching your son play on our ball team, we're looking at two different people. You're looking at your son, the most important person in the world to you, and I'm looking at a player on our team, just another player who's a part of a team, who's serving a role and has a function. And it's my job to bring out the best in that player. And it's your job, I think, and here's my advice, it's your job to support your son. And, you know, you have 2 ears and a mouth for a reason. Listen, when they get into the car after the game and maybe they're a little frustrated because of a loss or because of playing time, instead of jumping down their throats with questions and criticism, listen. And be there to support your son, because as we all know, sport teaches so many valuable lessons. Things are not always going to go your way. This is not a perfect world. You're not going to make every shot. You're not going to make every decision correctly. You're not going to win every game. So instead of adding more problems and more drama by criticizing the coach and throwing the coach under the bus and blaming the situation on the coach, you know, make this a collective effort. Listen to your son. Give them support. Maybe give them some suggestions for how they can maybe handle the situation if there is issues in terms of, you know, talking to the coach or talking to their teammates, but never interject and you know, fuel the fire in a negative way, because that's not going to help anything. I think the parents of high school basketball players sometimes forget, and it's a tough time. It's the most important transition, I believe, in education. You're going from being 12 or 13 years old in grammar school and being viewed as a child in our society, to then by the time you leave high school at 18, you're viewed by our society as an adult. That transition is very hard, not only for the player, but for the parents. You're going from being there at all times for your child and sometimes putting out some of those fires, to trusting your child to make decisions and to go off after high school and be an adult in college. That's hard. So I think more training for parents is necessary in terms of dealing with this. It's a tough thing to do, but that would be the advice that I would give. Hope this helps. Looking forward to hearing what everyone else has to say. Thanks, guys.
William Payne, head coach, University of Miami, Hamilton.
Hey guys, this is Coach Payne with the College Basketball Process and head men's basketball coach at Miami University, Hamilton. That's a very tough question for me to answer in terms of the best advice I could give the parent of a high school basketball player. As you guys know, that's primarily what my platform is built on. And I'm assuming by best advice, you would be saying one piece of advice, but primarily there's two big things that I would tell them to do, possibly three. One, above everything else, if I have to only offer one piece of advice, it would be to enjoy their child's time as a high school basketball player. Everyone believes that their kid's going on to the next level and then on to the next level after that. And so above everything else would be to sit back, breathe, relax, enjoy the games. Don't allow yourself to get too worked up. Don't get overly involved in the games yourself. Just enjoy watching your child play, because that time is going to pass so quickly. That time is going to go by so fast that you'll look back and wonder where it went. And especially if you're spending so much time mad at the refs or upset with the coach or whatnot. So just enjoy watching your child play. The vast majority, that's going to be it for them. So that's number one. Number two would be, don't be mad at the coach all the time. Yeah, there's some bad coaches out there, but by and large, they want your kid to succeed. If they felt like your kid would help them win, they're going to play them. And in some cases, that might not be true. There's always, you know, outliers. But the vast majority of coaches just want to see your kid succeed. And so don't always take it out on the coach. It's a thankless job at the high school level. And most of the time, they're doing it for very, very little money. So don't spend the whole time thinking that the coach hates your kid. And lastly, I would try to inform the parent that just because there's success at the high school level does not guarantee anything. Most people believe if you're an all-district player that you're going on to the next level, or if you're all-region, that guarantees it. And I would just tell them to, you know, understand that it's two totally separate games and one is not indicative of the other. And to just sit back and, you know, kind of wrapping around part one is just enjoy the ride, because it's going to be over, and just know the two are separate. So that's the best advice I could give to a parent of a high school basketball player. Thanks, guys. I really love participating in this stuff.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Don Showalter here with USA Basketball. The best advice I can give parents of high school basketball players is first of all, be very supportive of your son or daughter. They need your support more than they need advice on how to play the game. That is the coach's job. So be supportive and be very positive, regardless of how that game or practice goes. Many times your son or daughter will come home feeling dejected or not very good about their performance, and the best thing you can do is be very positive. I think there needs to be some buffer in between visiting with your son or daughter about that game and for maybe 5 minutes or so, you know, when they get home. I think that's probably the best time to avoid any type of communication unless they bring it up. I was very adamant with my own son when he came home. I would never bring up the topic of basketball, or I would never suggest to him anything unless he brought it up first at home. I think that's a very good general rule for parents themselves. Thank you.
John Shulman, University of Alabama, Huntsville, and the 720 Sports Group.
What's the best advice that I would give a parent of a high school basketball player? This is John Shulman, and I was and still am a parent of basketball players, and I think it's very simple. The best advice I think that you can give to a parent is to just, and this is very difficult, is to just support your kid. Just cheer for your kid, clap for your kid, support your kid, be there for your kid, and support them. Don't try to coach them. That's not fair to the kid. The biggest problem that I see with parents and kids is that, very simple, you're yelling one thing and the coach is yelling the other. So what is your kid supposed to do? And I've got great stories for this. I'm not going to talk about it right here on this podcast. But very simple. Your kid is wanting to please the coach, and your kid is wanting to please you. And if you tell the kid to shoot, and I don't think very many parents are at basketball practice and know what offense that the coach wants, or know what D the coach wants, or know when he wants everybody to shoot. So you have to do your best just to keep your mouth shut and to cheer for him and to be there for him. Because once you start yelling, shoot, and Tommy, you're not shooting enough. Well, coach doesn't want to. Well, you need to shoot the ball. Well, all of a sudden that you put your kid at an absolute disadvantage, and it's brutal for your kid, and your kid gets torn. Am I supposed to please the coach? Am I supposed to please my parent? Don't you dare put your kid in that spot, and it's done all the time, and the kid loses interest in the game and loses excitement for the game, and now all of a sudden you got a major league issue. And so what you've got to do as a parent, and this is, like I said to start with, it's not easy, it's very difficult, is you just got to support your kid. Don't get in that car as soon as after. If you and your spouse want to gripe and complain about it, if your son or daughter's not in the car, that's one thing, and just keep it between you two. But do not talk about it at the dinner table. Do not talk about the coach doesn't know what he's doing, because that just kills the coach and it kills your kid, and the kid stops listening and then he's got an excuse. Do not give your kid an excuse to not listen or to have failure. And it's part of it. And it's, like I said before, it is not easy. It is not easy being a parent, but you're just going to have to do your best. That tough moment or that tough season will pass, and you'll be fine. And you just got to love your son, love your daughter, and do your best just to support and not coach. Try your best, if you can, to give them to someone that you trust. And if you trust them, let them go. Let them go. Let them go through tough times. Let them go through the good times, and just be there to support them and care for them and love them, and do your best.
Joe Stacision, Unleashed Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe Stacision, Unleashed Potential. This month's question is, what advice would you give to a parent of a high school basketball player? First of all, the first thing I would like to tell parents of a high school basketball player is, you know, just be supportive of your son or daughter. In that, by saying that, I mean that, you know, tell them you love them, tell them to have fun, talk about things in a positive way. I would really steer, you know, as a parent, I would tell them to steer away from criticizing their play, criticizing their coach, especially, you know, after a game, because they may or may not be feeling very good after a game. And the last thing that you should do is tell them things that they did wrong, or put them down, or put their coach down, or put their teammates down. And I know that's a very, very hard thing to do, but I really think it's very important that you're just supportive and just let your son or daughter know that you love them, that you want them to have fun, and that this is a learning experience. You know, we say all the time, you know, and I tell parents this, that uncoachable kids will become unemployable adults. You know, we all have at some point going to have bosses that we don't agree with, or we don't like the way they're doing things, but that's all part of life. I mean, they have to understand that sometimes what's best for them might not be best for the team. So, you know, and you have to look at it too, that, you know, parents see it a different way. You're, you know, you see it as their coach and they see it as their parent. So, you know, the other thing I would tell them is that, you know, coaches coach, parents parent, officials officiate, athletic directors administer. That's what they do. They're administrators. So they need to stay in their lane And also the big thing with today with parents is coaching their kids from the sideline. I think this is a very, very bad thing to do in a lot of different ways. The first way is that basically when they're coaching from the sideline, they're hearing one parent's yelling them to pass the ball, another parent's telling someone to dribble, another parent's telling someone to shoot. It's very, very confusing. And a lot of times what this leads to is you have a young kid who's always looking up in the stands rather than paying attention to what's going on the floor with their coach or their teammates. So I just think that's something that's a very, very big issue today, parents coaching from the stands. And I just think that you need to tell them, you know, even as far as saying good shot or something like that, clap, cheer for your kid, cheer for your team, all those kinds of things, but really refrain from saying anything or doing any coaching from the sidelines. I think that's really, really important. Another thing that I like to say to parents, or I like to tell high school parents, is fair does not always mean equal. You know, coaches will be fair to your son or daughter, but that does not mean equal playing time. There's a big difference in that. And I think if you tell parents that, I think that helps a lot and helping them to understand that, yeah, I'm going to be fair, but it doesn't mean that everybody's going to play the same amount of time. Everybody has a role in the team. And those things are established through practices, through, you know, summer workouts, whatever the case may be. So I think that's very, very important that they maybe try to understand that, that aspect of it. And also I would say this, you know, there's a difference between being a good parent and a nice parent. I would maybe tell them, you know, a good parent will hold their kids accountable in school, will hold them accountable to being coached, will hold them accountable to being a good teammate and hold them accountable to trying their best. Where a nice parent will try to be their friend and make excuses for them and all those different kinds of things. So I think, you know, all those different things are very, very important that parents need to hear. You know, and I think the more that you can talk to a parent, you have to talk to parents. I think the more you can talk to them and just set those standards down from the start, I think will help tremendously. Because, you know, all parents want what's best for their kid, where all coaches want what's best for the team. And that's a big difference when you're dealing with a parent who's only looking at their kid and you're having to deal with everyone's kid. So I think the more that you can put those kind of things out there, the better off you will be. Thank you very much.
John Wilcombe, author of Walk On Warrior.
Hey, this is John Wilcombe, and I wanted to weigh in on the roundtable question about what's the best advice I would give to parents of a high school basketball player. For me, I think a lot of this comes down to the relationship between the parent and the coach. And I think that starts even before the season begins, whether that's an AAU, high school, grade school, middle school, etc. And just getting on the same page as to kind of what the roles are. You know, so many coaches are out there sacrificing their time really year round at the high school level. And parents should understand that what the time they're putting in, and they're obviously getting a lot more out of it than what they're getting paid in most cases. And so I think that's important. The other big thing is just to understand on both sides, what is the expectation for the kid in the program? Is this a high major Division I athlete? Where the parents expect the coach to, you know, to really push this kid, and there's an expectation that this child is going to be playing basketball potentially as a professional career for a long time, versus the kid that's there to be a part of the team. And you know, this is just a different experience for that kid maybe versus someone that has NBA aspirations. So I think it's really important just to get on the same page with the parents about what type of an experience is going to be for their child. The last thing is that, you know, coaches coach, parents parent, and obviously there's plenty of coaches out there that are also parents to sons or daughters on their team. But I just think developing and establishing that dynamic is a very important part of the whole process, so that there's clear guidelines and guardrails around you know, what is the role of a parent in the relationship, and what's the role of the coach, and where do those responsibilities maybe start and stop.
And so I think if those things are established early in the year, I can say some of my best experiences coaching were after we had a preseason meeting, actually stopping and talking to parents and getting to know some of these people. And the parents that say, hey, you know, we're going to be at every game, or do you mind if I come to practice, or what are your thoughts on XYZ? It's great to just establish that dialogue early on, because people are people. And I think the better relationships you have with your parents as a coach, oftentimes the more enjoyable a season can be. So those are my thoughts on the question, and looking forward to hearing everyone else's answers.
Thanks for checking out this month's roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.